Okay, welcome back to the locker room, and we're going to talk AFLW, and we're going to talk to one of the local girls who's been drafted to the Carlton Football Club in Bridie Kennedy. So how are you going there, Bridie?
Hi, Neil. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Going very well. Joined by Greg, and we're very interested in the AFLW. Quite exciting, really. Yeah, I'm just thinking back, let's say 3 or 4 weeks ago, you were finishing off exams, find out you get drafted to the Carlton Club. Must have been a sort of an exciting time then.
Yeah, it was definitely really exciting. It was hard to keep motivated and focus on my studies and thinking about the draft in the back of my head while I'm studying. But yeah, I'm glad that I've been picked up now and that school's all done and I can just focus on my football.
So what's happened in those couple of weeks since then? You've actually met all the people at Carlton. You've started training. What are the sort of things they do in those first few weeks with you?
Yeah, so we just started training last week, so it's good to finally get out on the field. And the weeks that prior to our pre-season started, I just went into the club and was doing some gym sessions and getting to know all the girls and, yeah, establishing our culture and what we want to do for next year as Carlton Football Club.
And Bridie, you come from a basketball background, I believe, and I imagine you would have been a pretty good basketballer as well. So what or who was it that made you decide to swap sports?
Yeah, so I'd always played basketball ever since I can remember. I was also a cricket player and a netballer and did some athletics back in the day. I feel like I've tried every sport. And then, yeah, I feel like I fell out of love with basketball a bit and was a bit repetitive. And one of my best mates was like signing up down at Dramana and said that I should come and sign up. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll give it a shot. And yeah, just fell in love with it straight away and decided to give up my basketball and just focus on my football, which I'm really happy. I feel like it was the best decision I've ever made.
And they've given you a number now?
Yes,
23,
okay. Yeah, which wow. Is my favourite number. So it was worked out perfectly. It's my birthday.
And Bridie, is it your favourite club? What club did you grow up barracking for?
Oh, I'm a Collingwood supporter.
Oh, no.
I know, my family was a bit drawn, but I'm definitely happy to be at Carlton. I wouldn't change.
Now, you've officially, they're saying, recruited from Dandenong Stingrays. So you actually did play a little bit with the Stingrays girls team, didn't you?
Yeah, I played 2 seasons with Dandenong Stingrays.
And I think you actually picked up an award at the TAC Cup level, didn't you?
Yeah. Me and another girl, Chloe Malloy, who got picked up by Collingwood, we got the TAC League Best and Fairest for the year. So that was, that really topped off my season and gave me a bit more confidence leading up to the draft, definitely.
So, Bridie, Neil talked a little bit earlier about what a week it was with HSC commitments and that sort of thing. So what sort of commitment is required now that you've been drafted to a league club, and does it mean changing study plans and things like that going forward?
Yeah, so I've been accepted into 2 universities already, which is a bit of a relief going into the exam that I already had a place. And yeah, one of them is ACU up in the city, and then the other one was La Trobe in Bendigo. So now I'm more leaning towards the ACU in the city, just so I can live up there, and it'll be much more easier to commute into Carlton. And yeah, Bendigo would be too much of a hike.
Indeed.
Doing that, so yeah.
So you said you started training last week. How many training sessions are you going to have? Are they going to gradually build it up, or you've got a certain number every week? How's that all going to work for you?
So they've just gone straight into it. So we train 3 times a week, which is Tuesday, Thursday afternoons and Saturday mornings. And then, we've been given a gym program to do on our every other day. So, yeah, I'm always working on my fitness or building my strength somehow, which I absolutely love. I love focusing on my fitness and, knowing that it will help me throughout the season really helps out.
Yes, because I read an article not so long ago suggesting that one of your strengths is to be able to run all day. Is stamina something that comes naturally to you, or does it come from hard training?
I've always been interested in running and enjoyed yeah, I feel like it's a bit of a stress relief going for a run. So I've always had that, but I definitely do work hard at it. And yeah, it's definitely paid off my hard work. Yeah, we've been doing 2K time trials with Carlton. So yeah, I'm getting good results there. So I'm really happy about that.
Okay, yeah, you have to tell us your time, your 2K time trial.
Yeah, so last time I did it, I got 7 minutes 21. So I was happy with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, notice when you look at the list there's a couple of other local girls involved. The two Hosking girls are both at Carlton.
Yeah. So, I versed them at Seaford with BFL. So, yeah, it's perfect. I've known them. So it's good to have some familiar faces down at on the Mornington Peninsula with them.
And also when you look at the list, there's quite a few from Diamond Creek and Darabin Falcons who have been quite successful in the local women's competition. It must be very helpful to have people with that sort of experience on your list.
Definitely, yeah. It helps us as a team and me as an individual knowing that they have the experience, so that's perfect to bring into the team and definitely help make us a stronger and more competitive team next season.
And Bridie, you were drafted by Carlton at number 36, I think it was, number 36 pick. Some thought you might have gone a bit earlier than that. It must have been a very nervous time waiting for your name to be called out.
Oh, it was such an emotional roller coaster. Thinking back on the day, it went forever. And all the girls around me were getting drafted and getting their names called out, and it was starting to stress me out. I'm like, oh no, why am I here? Like, I don't know if I'm going to get drafted or not. And yeah, but I was... It's the biggest relief once my name got called out by Carlton, and I'm so happy.
And most of the training, does it happen up Princess Parkway, or have you got another headquarters there as well?
Yes, we're normally at Princess Park. They're just resurfacing the ground, so we've been out on the oval next door. So, yeah, it's good to get some fan supporters watching us while we train and giving us extra motivation. But yeah, I'm really excited. Once the grass is laid out, that we'll have a fresh field ready for us for round one versus Collingwood.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Oh, yeah. And what are the facilities like down there?
Oh, they're awesome. So they've just they've got our own locker room for the girls and our own gym and everything. Just for the girls, and we also share with the boys with their gym as well. And yeah, I'm loving the facilities. It's definitely providing a lot of strength for us.
You must tell us a little bit about the coaches, because they don't always get mentioned. So who are the main coaching people there at Carlton?
Yeah, so my head coach is Damien Keeping, and yeah, he's before even Carlton got a license, they signed him up. So he's definitely a great coach and provides a lot of strength to our team, and hopefully giving us the opportunity to take out the premiership this year, hopefully.
And you've been playing in the ruck, I believe, Bridie. Is that the position that you'll be looking to play at Carlton?
Yeah, I did play a lot of ruck in my junior days, but I don't think I'll be a ruckman now compared to some of the other girls in the team. I feel like I'm much more shorter, so I feel like they're going to give me more of a forward option, hopefully a running forward, and maybe have an appearance in the midfield or back line. But yeah, I'm not too sure where I'll be placing at the moment. I feel like I was thrown a bit all over the shop this year, playing a bit of back line, a bit of forward and in the ruck. So yeah, I'm not too sure, hopefully in the forward line this year.
So are you expecting that to be a bit of a learning curve for you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And making me need a focus on my goal shooting and, yeah, just focus on that.
Are there any other particular skills you think you might need to develop as you move, you know, into a senior competition?
Yeah, definitely being new to the sport and still needing to understand the concepts of game plans and why I'm doing something. And yeah, I feel like just my development of the game would definitely be something I'd need to focus on to improve the 2018 season.
And I saw some pretty big hits in the women's competition last season. How does your mum and dad feel about all this?
Wouldn't bother your dad, I know him.
Yeah. definitely more mum was worried once that was the main reason. She didn't want me playing footy at all. She didn't want me to get injured. But I knew I had a bit of strength to me and I could take out some other girls. So, yeah, they were very worried at the start. But now they're very interested. And, yeah, I feel like I'll need to put on a bit more muscle to compete with the other girls. But, yeah, the pre-season will help out a lot.
Mm. Have you had a bit of a look at the fixturing yet and know whether you'll be playing any interstate games and some of those sorts of questions?
Yeah. So I think we have, it's worked out pretty well. We have, I think, maybe half are interstate and half are at home. So that worked out well. Mm. It's just the concept of, going interstate to continue playing. The way we do it once we're home would be the main thing we'd need to focus on as a team.
Absolutely.
And is football in the blood, Bridie? I mean, Neil possibly knows the answer to this because he knows the family a little bit, but are there other family members that play or have played the game?
Yeah, my brothers both just played locally, and, yeah, Dad was a local player as well. But, yeah, I'm definitely the first one to get the highest in AFL, but... yeah, hopefully more to come in the future.
I've got a... one of the interesting things is that now you're a member of Carlton, we actually had a bit of a chat with the media managers, which I did during the week, and they seem fabulous. Must be very interesting to have so many other people involved in not just the coach, but all the other people involved in the club as well.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely been a difference between the local and... AFL, which is there's so many more people to talk to, and everyone just really looks after you. Like if you have an injury or something, like this morning after the physios are messaging me saying how did I pull off after training, and yeah, it's just amazing the support that we get, and yeah, they're really very interested in what we want to do outside of football, not just as footballers but as people, like what we're interested in. So, yeah, there's so much more support, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and actually just got a message from one of the Carlton people in Danielle who said the Blues would love the support of all those Blues supporters next season, and people should go to the carltonfc.com.au and they can join up as a member and get involved in the AFLW as well as the men's sport. So I'm sure you'd like to see lots of people sign up and become members.
Yes, definitely. I'd love many more blue baggers as possible at our club next year, and yeah, the memberships are now available, so and we appreciate your support. That really helps us and motivates us.
Well, Brodie, good luck good luck with the pre-season and the season, and hope you get a few of those games, pick up a couple of goals. We'll be watching on the TV.
And looking out for number 23.
23 is a
big
number.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've got a big shoes to fill. Thank you so much, Neil and Greg, for having me. I appreciate it.
Good on you, Brodie.